You're listening to the audio production of The Good Dad by Jim Daly, published by Zondervan and read by the author.
The Good Dad, Chapter 1, Moments. It was Dad's night out in Yucca Valley. It came like clockwork every year to that hot, dusty California town. The Yucca Valley football team would line the field before a game, each player separated by 2 or 3 yards of grass. I was a sophomore, and this was my first dad's night. We faced the homestands, bleachers full of moms and dads and brothers and sisters. The bright lights of the stadium made us squint. Normally, I relish standing under those lights. I had always felt pretty comfortable on that field, one of the few places where I ever felt truly at home. But in that moment, on dad's night, they felt too bright. I felt exposed, embarrassed. I knew what was coming. Right then, in that moment, I wanted to be somewhere else, anywhere else. I wanted time to jump ahead 10 minutes so I could strap on my helmet, grab the football, and do what I knew how to do. One by one, the announcer called out the name of a father. The dad would run into the lights and onto the field, jogging through the grass to stand by his son. A small celebration, a way to acknowledge the dads who had helped their kids throw a football or taught them how to tackle or made sure they didn't miss practices. Not everyone had a dad there, of course, but back in 1976, we had a lot more intact families than we do today, and those who didn't have a father around typically invited someone else to stand in his place, a brother or grandfather or friend. But that night, I didn't have anyone. I'd forgotten to get someone to play my dad. Just